Nolte, fading Joe Biden's very bad day starts with telling 56% of Americans not to vote for him. By John Nolte on October 13, 2020. Fading Joe Biden had a terrible Monday. A truly terrible day that goes a long way towards explaining why the national media and his campaign are working so hard to keep him hidden. When Biden was confronted with a poll that said 56% of registered voters believe they are better off than they were 4 years ago, when he was vice president, Biden said they shouldn't vote for him. During an interview Monday with Cincinnati's WKRC Local 12, Kyle Inskeep asked, "I want to talk a little bit about the economy. Gallup reported last week, 56% of Americans said that they were better off today than they were 4 years ago, which would have been under the Obama-Biden administration. So why should people who feel that they are better off today, under the Trump administration, vote for you?" Biden's hilariously grumpy and obtuse response was that 56% of voters should not vote for him. "Well, if they think that, they probably shouldn't," Slow Joe said. He added, "Well, their memory is not very good, quite frankly. Yeah, it's everyone else's memory that's fading." Biden is deteriorating and fading before our eyes. And now, rather than make the case for why people should vote for him, he's just telling 56% of voters to go ahead and vote for Trump. You see, making a case for people to vote for him would require effort and mental acuity. It's much easier to tell people to go away. Regardless, do the math, if 56% of registered voters vote for Trump, Biden will only receive 44% of the vote. Has anyone explained that to Joe between Matlock episodes? That wasn't the worst part of Biden's very bad Monday. On Monday, Biden forgot Mitt Romney's name, the guy who challenged Biden and Barack Obama in 2012. Watch this. Sad. On Monday, Biden also forgot he was running for president. "I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate." On Monday, Biden's Twitter account also didn't know which state he was in. On Monday, Biden also sent everyone to a website that exists only in the clown car of his foggy mind. So vote. Vote. Visit iwill.com/Ohio. Yeah, The good news for Joe is that no one shows up to his rallies to hear the gibberish his addled mind tells him to spew. Trump, who is having the time of his life out on the campaign trail, mocked Biden's very bad day. "Sleepy Joe Biden had a particularly bad day today," Trump tweeted on Monday. He couldn't remember the name of Mitt Romney, said again he was running for the U.S. Senate, and forgot what state he was in. "If I did any of this, it would be disqualifying. With him, he's just Sleepy Joe." Joe is fading away more and more every day. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.